Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 99. Thank you as always for downloading and subscribing to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. Podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is that all-important email address if you'd like to get in touch. We always love to hear from you. Now, there's been some changes in the last couple of weeks that have been announced to pricing for Vispero products, JAWS, ZoomText and Fusion. What's it all about? Are you confused? Be confused no longer, because James Everson from Sight and Sound Technology is going to join us today to explain all. Stay right where you are. Now, if you've been watching Sight and Sound social media over the last 2 or so weeks, or if you've watched your inbox, you may have received an email from Sight and Sound about some changes, price changes to Vispero products. And somebody said to me the other day, actually, why aren't you putting out a podcast about this? And one of the reasons we haven't been putting out a podcast about this is because we've been so busy talking on other people's podcasts. But we're delighted to put out our own today and help clarify a few things. And we couldn't think of anyone better to bring on than James Everson, who's a general manager at Sight and Sound Technology and our head of operations, and probably the person who's been closest to the negotiations around these changes. So, James, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stuart. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. I think you were here once before, but listen, just before we kind of get into this, just to put a bit of context, I think you are, is it 25 years at Sight and Sound?
25, 26, yes, okay. Around about that time.
And you came in to this job, I guess your first job in Sight and Sound, you've done many things, was JAWS training.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was my first position, and it's been a pleasure just, you know, teaching people how to use JAWS. It's one of the probably the best jobs I've actually done.
How did you learn JAWS? Because I mean, back in the day, I think nowadays we have, you know, courses where we help our colleagues learn JAWS. I remember talking years ago to Matt Pateman, one of our former colleagues, and he was telling me his boss at the time just took the mouse off him and said, "You're going to have to use the keyboard." Was it the same for you?
Well, I was his boss at the time.
Oh, you took the mouse.
So, yes, I used to, if it could be done by the keyboard, then, so the first thing was actually to learn all the keystrokes, but also to turn off the screen and to immerse yourself in a similar experience. You have to listen to what JAWS is actually telling you to know, because often the terminology is different to what you're actually experiencing. So it was a struggle to start off with, but once I got to that stage, then yes, there's a lot of keystrokes as well, and it's not just JAWS keystrokes that you have to learn. It's Windows keystrokes, and there's hundreds of them.
So yeah, sometimes I feel that, you know, learning JAWS is a whole course in itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. And you have to break it down. Yeah. Bit by bit. You can't just think about it overnight. It is a long way to do it. And to be honest, I had to learn every keystroke, but in a day-by-day environment, people don't use half of them. You know, they only need to use what they get by with.
Sure, yeah. Okay, and I think it's just good to know a little bit of your background, and I think your closeness to JAWS. And I guess our conversation also relates to ZoomText and Fusion, so it's not just JAWS. While a lot of the focus, I think, has been on JAWS because it's probably been around the longest. James, just tell us maybe what things were prior to 2 or 3 weeks ago when all this started in terms of licensing. We keep hearing this term perpetual license. What does perpetual license mean?
So a perpetual license will continue to run even after its time. So if you're on, say, 2025, which is the current version, and you don't upgrade, that will continue to run until it's unsupported by the operating system. So let's say, for instance, you're on 2019, for instance, a very early version, and Windows 10 is no longer supported, which is what's going to happen in October this year, then your software will continue to run on that until the point that you need to then upgrade or your system or your operating system. So that's where you're then stuck, and you're then having to upgrade to get to working with that new operating system, so Windows 11.
Okay, and I suppose one of the other issues is that Windows is updating all the time. All the apps we know and love are updating all the time. And as a result, JAWS has to try to update all the time to keep up to date.
Yes, so when Microsoft update their software, for instance, that it can sometimes break things with inside the screen reader. So Jaspera or Freedom Scientific will actually then produce updates or hot fixes that you can then download and install. And if your software is not supported at that point, then you're not obviously going to get those fixes.
Okay. And again, prior to 3 weeks ago or whenever this started, the other thing that people used a lot and took advantage of was the purchase of what's called an SMA or software maintenance agreement. And I think we would always be suggesting that people would get that if they can, because that sort of future-proofs you for a little while, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, SMAs are great at actually keeping the cost down as well. So it's like a buy one, get one free. So a cost of an upgrade, for instance, a one-step upgrade, is the same price as an SMA. But the SMA actually gives you two versions going forward. Now, I know that the SMAs are changing to be time-based. So if you purchase them in, say, when the software is naturally released in November, then your software would continue to be the same as what it is right now.
Okay, so the once you have the software maintenance agreement, it will run, that is one of the changes, for a period of time, and we'll talk about the time in a sec. So let's talk about what has changed. And the first thing is the subscription license. So this idea, just as you would with Microsoft Office or anything else, nowadays so many things we use are subscription-based. You can purchase a subscription of JAWS for a period of time. And there are three tiers or three periods of time that you can purchase subscriptions for.
Yeah, so you've got the yearly purchases. So you've got 1, 2, and 3 years options available to you. At the moment, Jaspera are offering a 30% reduction on a 2-year subscription, which I think is a good option. But it's mainly aimed at new customers, but again, perpetual licenses are still available.
So if you'd never had a JAWS license before, if you're saying, I want to buy JAWS for the first time, one of the things we've been working out in terms of, and we won't get heavily into pricing here because it's better that people have a chat with us individually, but one of the things we've been saying is a year's subscription, James, I think is £420. Now, if you bought a perpetual license for JAWS, it would be much more expensive than that. But you can start off for a year, right?
Yes, you can, yes. So a new license with an SMA, because they have to be both purchased together, would cost £995. So because that's such a high cost, a subscription license for 1 year would be a cheaper option.
Okay. What happens at the end of that year when someone is running this thing?
Okay, so you will get notified. There's a pop-up window that comes up when you're running the software at the 90-day point. It will warn you that your subscription is due to expire. You'll then get a warning at 60, then 30 days, then 14, and so on. So it counts down accordingly, but it does notify you that your subscription is ending. At that point, you can then purchase, right up to the end of the software, you can then purchase a new subscription.
So you can renew that subscription again or add another year to it. I presume if you do nothing, it just goes back into 40-minute mode, does it?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay. So you'll get a reminder, you contact Sight and Sound and you purchase the next version. Can people, at the moment, purchase these things online?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
They're available on our website.
Okay, so let's talk then about the people who are either on a current version, you mentioned 2025 a few minutes ago, or a slightly older version, 2024, 23, or maybe even older again, who want to maybe get up to date. The SMA option or the upgrade option is the best step for those people, depending on where they are. Is that right?
It is the best step. I mean, we've always done a maximum of a three-step upgrade. So if we've got customers out there that are on an earlier version, which is beyond three steps, we stop it and cap it at three steps. So we don't charge anything beyond that. So that's the maximum. But at the moment, we have to, if you're upgrading, we have to sell the upgrades with an SMA on top of that. And then going forward, it's just a case of them renewing your SMA. If you've got a current SMA, then ideally what you need to be doing is looking at purchasing an SMA before 31st of October, which is when roughly when the new version is due to be released. And then keeping that SMA, that is your cheapest option to keep the SMA renewed.
Okay, and that's a really important date, that 31st of October, because upgrades and SMAs will change then in terms of pricing. And if you haven't upgraded, you might end up having to buy a whole new license after the 31st of October.
That's correct.
Okay. James, just in relation to the SMAs, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, they used to be based on versions. So you'd, as you said, you'd get the next two versions. They're now timed as well from the time of activation.
Yeah, so this just brings the SMAs in line with what other manufacturers are actually doing. So it's now going to be a time based. So if you purchase it as of today, it will be running from today's date. As soon as it gets activated, that's when the time starts. So again, if you purchase it today but only activate it in, say, the 1st of September, the clock will actually start from the 1st of September.
Okay.
So it's time reliant on when it gets activated.
And do you get a notification in a similar way to the subscription, like 90 days before the end of the SMA, you'll be told, hey, your SMA is expiring?
It's exactly the same way.
Okay, perfect. And then people can make contact with us.
Yes.
Okay, let's just chat for a sec about the professional end, people who are in work, whether you've gotten JAWS in your workplace through the Access to Work scheme, or maybe you're part of a larger corporate who have JAWS. And I know a lot of what you do, James, is deal with some of our big corporate clients. Are they, for people who are working in there, are you talking to these guys about the changes?
Yeah, we're constantly talking with corporate clients with regards to their software and making sure that they're on an evergreen approach. So in other words, what I mean by evergreen is if they're constantly updating their Microsoft applications, they must be also doing the same for their assistive technology as well. So that way they're reducing the amount of issues that they would actually have with regards to the compatibility between the operating systems or their Microsoft Office applications. So we work with them with regards to things like deployments and so on.
Okay, evergreen approach. I like it. That's a new phrase for me for today. Listen, just I suppose maybe last couple of questions. One of the we've had a few people lately. You know, JAWS Home, JAWS Professional. Functionally, these two applications are the same. Is there any difference for maybe an end user that they would want to buy JAWS Professional?
There's no difference in the applications now between the two software.
Okay.
You get the same functionality and the same features.
So is it more about the licensing and the terms and conditions of sort of where that can be used?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, perfect. A couple of people have asked, and again, I suppose people are comparing to the US, that there is a portal in the US that people can kind of log in, a bit like 365, and you can activate a machine or deactivate a machine. We don't have that here. Is there any reason we don't?
The main reason behind that is because where that portal is actually stored is based within inside the US, so it's not GDPR compliant. And unfortunately, Vispero aren't in the process right now of actually creating a UK data store or a European data store. As soon as they do that, then yes, we may be able to actually offer a portal.
Okay, so, and it is, I suppose, important to say there's lots of things. This is... this is a situation that I suppose things may change in the future. Right now, this is where we are, and we're trying to support people as best we can.
But there are still no restrictions on allowing individuals to actually install it on different machines. So we still give them the freedom to actually do that. And if they do run out of activations, we can assist them in actually removing an activation and moving it to a different machine.
Okay.
That's what our support team would do.
I was going to say, and I know that the tech support team are very, very helpful in that regard. James, finally, just before we let you go, I suppose people who might be listening to this, who, you know, might be a little bit anxious, been using JAWS for a long time, want to keep using it, but maybe lapsed a little bit, version might be maybe a step or two below, and might be concerned about the price. What advice do you give those people?
Talk to us. We do listen. You know, we're here to actually help you as much as we can. Just pick up the phone, send us an email in. You can do that by either calling 01604-798-070 and choose option one, or by emailing sales@sightandsound.co.uk.
Okay. I know the guys are incredibly busy and have been talking to lots of customers and will continue to do so. James, it is changing times. I was going to say it's exciting times. I think for you, it's quite a stressful time. So we appreciate your time. Thanks for chatting to us today. And no doubt we'll be catching up on this story again in the future. But for the moment, James, take care and thanks a mil.
Thank you.
Thanks a million to James for really helping us to unpack a lot that has been going on with Vispero price changes and terminology and what you should and shouldn't do. And I suppose the most important thing, as James said at the end, talk to us. Pick up the phone, send us an email, because we want to make sure that we can support you in your continued use of Vispero products. Right, that's just about all for now. We're back soon with episode 100, so make sure you join us for that. Until then, from Stuart Waller and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology, thanks for listening and goodbye.